Now, an interview with Jonathan Aves, director of the Hertfordshire Community Foundation.
The Hertfordshire Community Foundation is one of 49 community foundations across the UK. There's a large one in Scotland, a large one in Wales, and then a whole raft of them in every county across the UK. And the Hertfordshire one has been around since 1988, so it's one of the older ones, and the whole movement is around 30 years old. Now, a community foundation is slightly different from a traditional charity in the sense we don't focus on one theme. Our overarching umbrella is social deprivation, and under that overarching umbrella falls many different strands. So community, disability, elderly, youth, all those sorts of things fall under that overarching umbrella. And the way we operate is we raise money into endowed funds, typically, and those endowed funds are invested, and it's the income off of those endowed funds that's spent on grant making.
Just help me clarify what you mean by endowed funds, because I'm not that clever.
Right, okay. So an endowed fund, essentially, you could imagine it as a savings account, which is there in perpetuity for the benefit of the community, and those funds are invested, and then it's the income that's spent. Now, we don't just raise money for endowment exclusively. We also raise money that goes straight out in grant making as well. And so there's a number of different strands to a community foundation in terms of how the money comes in and how it goes out that makes it slightly different to how a traditional charity would operate.
Okay, so Hertfordshire means you're limited to the county, but you cover all of the county.
Absolutely,
that's
county-wide.
That's your place.
Yeah.
Community means that you're looking at aspects of deprivation, aspects of need throughout the county.
Yeah.
And a foundation, why do you call it a foundation?
Well, you could call it a trust, you could call it a foundation. It's just one name for the makeup of the charity and how the charity is governed and constituted. So essentially, it could be a trust, it could be a foundation, but we are a registered a charity that raises money and gives out money into the local community.
Right. Are you governed by Hertfordshire County Council, or are you
completely independent. We have our own board of trustees. We have 12 to 13 trustees that are all recruited in with specific areas of specialty where they can help in terms of the running of the foundation and so on and so forth. So we are governed as an independent charity with our own body of trustees, and we report each year to the Charity Commission in terms of our annual returns, like any other charity would do.
You talked about providing funding for areas of need or charities locally, whatever else. Do you actually go looking for those, or do you expect organisations or individuals to come to you asking for assistance, financial assistance?
Now, that's a really interesting question for us, because what we do is we have essentially a rolling programme of grants. So applications will come into the foundation and we will try and match those up with our fund holders that we have sitting in our fund portfolio at the foundation. So as an example, Mr. and Mrs. Smith may have started up a fund and they may be quite specific about their fund. Maybe they want to support elderly projects within Welwyn Garden City. So if an application comes in that's for an elderly project in Welwyn Garden City, then that would be an immediate match for that fund. However, that doesn't always happen, so we do have a lot of knowledge in terms of the local area, and we are considered experts in terms of the local knowledge and the need across the county, and so we will go out searching for applications to meet the needs of the funders.
When you say you go out searching, do you have members of staff who have a particular job, which is to investigate the larger community?
Absolutely. So we have a grants team at the foundation who have a good knowledge of the charitable sector and the voluntary sector across Hertfordshire. And if the need arises, they will go out and explore options in terms of where those groups are and what that need is.
Could an individual person apply to you for assistance?
They could do, but typically it's groups and charities, small groups, projects and charities, that sort of thing. However, we do have one or two funds. One of them is the Hertfordshire Children's Fund, and the other one is our Surviving Winter Fund, in terms of where we do give grants to individuals. But typically, the main core of our work is to support groups and projects across Hertfordshire.
You mentioned one or two examples of kids that you mentioned, and perhaps elderly people or somebody in Wellington. Is there any limit to what you can help? Do you exclude areas? Or?
A couple of areas, sort of coming back to that overarching umbrella of social deprivation, which is pretty broad, and lots of strands can really fall under that. The two areas that we don't tend to support are animal welfare charities and any group or charity that is promoting a particular faith. Because as you can imagine, as a community organisation, we need to be seen as independent within the county.
And coming back then again to the sources of the money that you have, that you, whether you put it in endowments or a particular fund which is used for a specific cause,
yeah.
That money comes from individuals, from bequests, from companies, corporations?
A whole range. So if somebody wants to get involved in the foundation, they can get involved at a reasonably modest level, becoming a friend of the foundation, which is essentially a patrons program that you would have in a theatre or a museum or that sort of thing. So for a small amount each month, you can get involved in the foundation in that way. And then moving up the scale, you can set up a fund, essentially, which will benefit the community in terms of, you can be specific about the theme of the fund or the geography remit of the fund as well. And these funds can be set up by families, by individuals, by companies, by other organisations as well. And we also work quite closely with local authorities in terms of helping support their grant-making programmes as well. So in terms of the money coming in, it comes in from a whole range of sources in a whole range of different ways. Another example is we are very fortunate that we have 12 to 13 London Marathon places each year. And as I mentioned earlier, we're one of 49 community foundations across the UK, but only two community foundations have marathon places, London and Hertfordshire. And 12 to 13 runners will run for the foundation and they will raise money on behalf of Hertfordshire Community Foundation, and that will go through the foundation and back out in grant making. So that's just another example how individuals can support the work of the foundation. We have these 12 to 13 marathon places each year.
And that's a good regular
and
income.
That's a good regular income.
You were talking there about individuals. So, I mean, presumably there's no lower limit. If a family of modest means wishes to endow you, you wouldn't turn the money down.
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, for a very small amount of money, you can get involved with the foundation's Friends program.
If you were a friend, that amount of money, whatever it is, which would be relatively small,
yeah.
It just goes into a particular pot.
And absolutely, yeah. Good. And so that supports the work of the foundation generally across the county. Whereas if a family or a company wanted to start up a specific fund, a named fund, then they could be very specific about what their fund wanted to do in terms of whether they wanted to support the elderly or disability, or whether they wanted to support a specific geographic area within Hertfordshire. Mm-hmm. But the most useful money to us is the money that is countywide and unrestricted, and then we can meet and address the most pressing needs in the county at any given time.
And presumably, as far as I understand it, what you're spending each year effectively is the interest on those funds rather than the capital.
Yeah, so in terms of the endow funds or the community savings pot, that is there for the long term and the interest is spent, and so that capital sum remains there for the long term. However, while that's a very important aspect to what we do, we also have money that comes in the same year and goes straight out again.
Maybe like the marathon runner
raises
some of money, which
and then that's spent in the same year. So it's not just the endowment funds; it's also funds that pass through the foundation in the same year as well.
Now, a couple of times, Jonathan, you've talked about knowing the needs within Hertfordshire, but how do you actually do that? I mean, nobody can have an umbrella knowledge of everything that is potentially required across a whole county.
No, absolutely. What we do is undertake needs analysis research. We did it 10 years ago under the title Hidden Need, and we are just about to launch a new project called Hertfordshire Matters. And Hertfordshire Matters is a project to understand the needs and challenges in the county, and it's a way of bringing people together to tackle those needs. Now, this has been supported by Hertfordshire County Council, the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner, the David Lane Foundation. It's a detailed study across the whole of the county, and it will inform our grant-making strategy, and it will also hopefully help us to inspire further philanthropy within the county. So it's a really, really important project for us to really help us and focus what we do.
Presumably it's taken quite a length of time to do this.
It's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of pulling together different organisations to support us on this. What we intend to do is launch this project this year, and then in subsequent years, we're not going to wait 10 years again before we do it again, but in subsequent years, we're going to drill down into very specific themes to really get under the skin of those particular areas and to understand the need in those particular themes.
Okay, you talked about a number of organisations that you worked with. Who's done the actual work? Have you yourselves done it as a team?
In terms of our team, the University of Hertfordshire in terms of using the academics there, and also the County Council in terms of data, because all the data is already out there. What we've done is just bring it together in a really engaging format. We've run a community survey through it as well. So we've gone out and asked the community what they think, how they feel about their county, where they live, and that thread runs through Hertfordshire Matters as well. So it's a really collaborative project.
The information that you gather, will that be available publicly?
Absolutely. So it will be available publicly from the 12th of May. You'll be able to look at the report and the review on our website.
On your website?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and that'll be very useful to a lot of different organisations.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Where did this idea come from, this concept of a community foundation?
Well, the whole concept is an American model. The American model has been around for over 100 years. The British movement is around 30 years old, so it's somewhat behind the American movement, but growing massively. Now the whole UK is pretty much covered with a community foundation in terms of counties. And as I mentioned, there's a big one in Scotland and a big one in Wales as well. So a very successful collective movement that has picked up huge momentum over the past 30 years, and particularly in the last 10.
It's an interesting, isn't it? The Americans are very good at philanthropy. That's one of the concepts that you make a lot of money, you give as much away as you can.
No, absolutely. And I think what we have found, which is an interesting point, that since the financial downturn post-2008, the whole focus on local charitable giving has become far more important. A lot of people, individuals, would be focusing perhaps on national and international work, and that's fine, but since that 2008 downturn, there's been this real shift that there are issues on my doorstep. This is where I go to work. This is where my kids go to school. This is where I live. Issues are around me. I really want to start supporting local causes. So in actual fact, that downturn has been a big driver towards people supporting local things.
Interesting. But it's also, of course, coincided with generally lower interest rates. So you have presumably had struggles.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in terms of, and it's probably slightly detailed for this conversation in terms of how our investments are managed, but we do invest for the long term. So although there is that volatility in the markets and there are the dips, there are the ups as well. And sort of over a period of time, it does generally smooth itself out.
Okay, because so do you have financial advisors, as it were?
We do,
experts,
yeah,
who,
yeah,
assist you in making sure that not only is your capital retained, but it continues to grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our city fund managers look after our money in a very good way.
Yes. Do you get together with other foundations from other counties? Is there a sort of national gathering where you talk about your different experiences?
It's a very close network. So we work with our colleagues in other counties very well. Every 2 years, we have a big national conference. The last one was in Belfast, and all the community foundations come together across all the teams, from trustees all the way through the staffing.
Does that national structure. Is that an organisation, or is that just individual?
Well, there is a London headquarters, essentially, called UKCF.
Right.
And whilst it doesn't govern the individual community foundations, it is essentially our central voice that lobbies government for government funding programmes and that sort of thing. So it's our headquarters in London. And every 2 years, we do have a national conference, but we work very closely with our counterparts in other counties anyway. Hertfordshire, we work particularly closely with the eastern region. So Cambridge, Essex, Norfolk, Suffolk, Bedfordshire, those counties we work very closely with, because occasionally, and especially with some of our corporate supporters, they may want to drift their funding outside of the county because they may have branches. If they are a bank or a corporate that has interests in other counties, then we'll work closely with our counterparts in our respective counties in terms of grant making. But our main focus is very much Hertfordshire.
Okay, so a Hertfordshire charity can approach your organisation looking for financial support, from small sums to large sums? What's the range?
Typically, we support more grassroots projects, not exclusively, but organisations with perhaps a turnover of 30,000 or less. So the ones that are often led by volunteers, the ones that perhaps fall under the radar, that don't have fundraising teams that can really raise the profile of their organisations. So it tends to be the smaller groups that really knit together the local community. Now, that could be as small as the mother and toddlers group that works out of the local church hall.
That only needs £500 or something.
Absolutely. But have been there for 30 years, And if they weren't there anymore, it would leave a huge gap in the local resource. Now, as long as the group is properly constituted with a bank account and a terms of reference and so on and so forth, then we will support them. They don't have to be a registered charity, but they need to be properly constituted. So it could be as small as that to larger groups looking for capital items and that sort of thing. But typically our grants don't tend to go over the 5,000 mark.
How would they know that you exist?
The foundation will come up on most of the funding directories. So if you are searching for funding, then we will typically come out on a web search or in a funding, a directory or something like that. A lot of word of mouth as well. We are also in the process of trying to raise our profile more.
Fundraising and
absolutely,
for distribution.
Both sides, yeah, both in terms of the money coming in and the money going out as well.
Okay, and if when a group has then discovered that you exist and that you're one of the opportunities that they can apply to, how do they go about that process? What do? They just make a phone call?
Yeah, absolutely. They can phone the foundation and talk to one of our grants team who will talk them through the process. That's probably a good starting point. Or they can look at our website in terms of our guidelines, in the sorts of groups we fund, what we don't fund. And the application process is on the website and that will guide them through.
Okay. And I think as far as I remember that there are sort of two stages. There's sort of an initial stage where you might begin the process to see whether you're within the realms of the sort of organisation that could in fact be helped, rather before you get into the whole depths
absolutely.
Of the application.
Yeah, it's always a good process to give us a call and then we can just sort of chat through your requirements and guide you and take it from there.
Some of your funds are available every year, as it were, annual funds, and others are less frequent. I think there are some that are every couple of years or something. Is that right?
Yes. Our grants program tends to sort of roll on a quarterly basis. And so it's a fairly constant cycle of grant making. So an inquiry, you will fit in somewhere in that process.
Okay. Now, apart from yourself as a director, you have a number of employed staff, as it were.
Yep.
And your job is to filter those applications as well as the fundraising side. And then do the trustees take the decisions?
In terms of how that process works, our trustees are our governing committee, but don't necessarily get involved on a day-to-day basis in terms of the decisions of how the organisation is run. However, we have subcommittees and we have a grants committee where some of our trustees will sit on that committee, and that committee will meet quarterly, and our grants are ratified by our grants committee. So in terms of our various committees that fall under the board of trustees, there is that involvement in terms of some of the decisions that are being made, and certainly the ratification of our grants.
Okay, and I know there'll be people listening who represent work for small groups, large groups, charities, or voluntary organisations, so I'll make sure that we get it absolutely crystal clear what they can do in order to hope to get some funding. The best thing to do first will be to make a telephone call.
Yeah, so Hertfordshire Community Foundation on 01707 251 351.
01707?
251 351.
And that's in Hatfield?
And we're based in Hatfield. Offices are based in Hatfield.
And they would want to speak to who? Just anybody, or?
They could speak to one of our grants team. Probably the best person to speak to is our fund manager, Caroline Langdale. She'll be able to guide you through our grants process.
Okay, so then that initial contact would establish a basic understanding for the person who might or might not apply.
Yes.
Or the organisation that might apply.
Yeah.
And then after that, there will be a process to go through, which will be an initial form or application.
A standard application process, probably at this point worth mentioning the website, because the guidelines, application forms, all that sort of process is spoken about on the website. So that's www.hertscf.org.uk. That's www.hertscf.org.uk.
Okay, and all the information is in there. Certainly, I've been on the site, and there's a lot of stuff in there which is really quite informative, including photographs of various people involved in it.
Absolutely,
including your own photograph. I'm interested where you. What were you doing? You've been there for a number of years.
I've been there for just coming up for 9 years, so so a fair chunk of time.
Okay, and what were you doing before that?
And prior to that, I worked at the Royal College of Surgeons, and before that, I was at the Natural History Museum, typically on major gift fundraising for large capital projects.
And so that's how you then go across to this area.
And so that's how I come across to this area, which was an interesting sort of switch coming out of iconic London institutions to something more at a community level. But what was a real eye-opener to me was the fact that sort of coming out of working on these very sort of grand, large capital projects to something at a more of a local level, the impact that a small amount of money can have. because you often think with capital projects, big donations going into the big black hole of a capital campaign, but a small amount of money can have a huge impact on a local group that is doing absolutely fantastic work in the local work community.
Fantastic. That's a great line to end on. Thank you very much for coming in, Jonathan.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for your time. I'll just give you those details again for the Hertfordshire Community Foundation. The telephone number is 01707 251 351. And the website on which you'll find all the information that you could possibly want is www.hertscf, that's hertscf.org.uk. And I know that if you just Google Hertfordshire Community Foundation, you'll get there.